Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the
Wheel of Misfortune.
Yes, it is. There he is. The sounds of Al's brother. The beautiful voice of Al's brother. We love having him as a part of the intro. And Al's brother's gearing up for a couple of picks on Friday. We look forward to hearing from him again. And working on his power rankings already, Noodles. I know you're excited about that on Monday. Yeah, power rankings 2.0 from Al's brother.
Too far off, though. Although his Vancouver team should be
not looking
good.
He
had Vancouver at four, didn't he?
I think
he's a super fan.
Maybe at four. Maybe I think
It was three or four.
Didn't have anyways. The top three were Toronto, Montreal, Calgary. I know that,
which is fair.
Which is what it should be as of right now, based on the way those three teams have played. Yeah. For sure. All right, so this is the second time we've done this. Last week we had Jerry show up. We had Fergie show up. You guys ready to spin the wheel and see what we're playing this week?
Let's go.
You never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I really do.
So I guess we're playing role play level of concern. I like it. We haven't played this in a long time, and
I love it.
You know the rules, right? If there's no concern whatsoever, you're just having a pint on the patio, mediocre concern, maybe a 6-pack and a shot, 12-pack, give or take. Use your own discretion. And if you're really, really panicked, you're Nick Cage in Vegas, right? So let's go around the table here. We'll begin. The O-Dog, you are going to start this party off. You are Blue Jays outfielders not named George Springer. Level of concern, you won't have a starting job opening day.
Obviously, you're concerned. I think it's about a 24-pack and a shot.
That's a fair amount. That's not Nick Cage. That's just an easy day out on the patio.
No, it's more than an easy day. It's significant worries, but it's not full Nick Cage.
Right.
Obviously. Are you talking about Steve
We're talking
Phillips.
Hernandez, we're talking Grichuk, we're talking Gurriel. Like, that's only two of them can play.
That's the thing about this scenario is when players are watching this, and I never was a part of it because I wasn't on teams like Detroit or Colorado, you're saying, oh, we're getting this guy. Oh, we're getting in on this guy. Guys start doing the math, and they're like, oh, if we're in on all of that, something's going out.
Right.
So they've got to be doing the math saying, okay, we've got Springer now. Grichuk's probably thinking, I'm maybe on my way out if anybody will take me. But everybody's got to be thinking, if they are continuing to be in on all of these other things, somebody's got to go.
Yep, that's
so it's a 24 and a shot.
Okay, that's pretty significant, but I like it. Moving on here, Noodles, you are Steve Nash, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving will return tonight. The Nets, I believe, are on the road in Cleveland. He's making his return to Cleveland. Level of concern, you will not be able to keep this three-ring circus on the rails.
Nick Cage, play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
And it's because of Kyrie. The other two, I mean, Harden, his circus is done. You know, whether he had the fat suit on or not or whatever happened, like he's skinny, he's in New York, and he'll be fine. But Kyrie's the X factor. Like, that's a guy that you have no idea if he wants to play. You have no idea what he's going to do next. And I think that nonsense is going to continue the whole season. Like, he seems like a guy who attracts it and kind of relishes being in, you know, the villain role, if you call it that.
Well, he seems to be on his own timeline. You know, regardless of the explanation, regardless of the reasoning, if he feels like every once in a while he needs to take a break, you have to concern yourself with when that's going to happen.
Exactly.
And on top of it all, you've got to make it work with only one basketball. You know, three superstars that want the ball, that want to control the pace of the game. You know, there's only one ball. And Kyrie returns tonight. It's going to be a fascinating storyline. The storyline in basketball. It's not even close.
Agreed.
All right, I am the Kansas City Chiefs. What is my level of concern? The Buffalo Bills will be sending me packing this weekend.
Ooh.
I got to say, it's a 6-pack and a shot, 6-pack and a couple of shots, you know, because Mahomes is practicing, but he's still in concussion protocol. So you're allowed to practice while you're in protocol, which is kind of goofy.
Dude, but, you know he's like Tiger Woods back in his prime. He can just show up and be awesome.
He's playing.
That's not a concern.
It's not a concern, but the Bills should be a concern. Like, the Buffalo Bills are legit. They have been better than Kansas City over the past 10 to 12 weeks, just based on who they've played, how they've played, how they've won. And listen, Kansas City is probably looking at this saying, we're in the Final Four again. We are staring at a dynasty here. You can get two in a row. All of a sudden, it's like, here we go. Belichick and the Pats are out of the way. Someone else can step in. But
right.
I would be genuinely concerned about whether or not Mahomes is going to clear. You know, until he does it officially, it has to be somewhat concerning. We won't know until Sunday. And the Bills are a legit threat. A legit threat.
Right.
Cleveland almost got you last week. And I know Mahomes was out, but still, Cleveland almost got you. The Bills are better. And the Bills are well coached, and they're defending well. And Josh Allen, I think, can keep up. You know, I think he can keep up if it's a shootout.
Right.
Oh, you are the GM of the Edmonton Oilers, Ken Holland.
Play it. Don't even say anything else. Just play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is your level of concern that McDavid and or ownership is maybe on the verge of some impatience, you know, getting a little bit impatient with what's going on?
Dude, I can't believe I don't get more buy-in from you guys on this. And Noodles, I know you're from Edmonton, and I know you I don't know. But I just find it bizarre that we're talking about year six with one team with two of the best players on the world. I know it's been a mess in the past, but they've gone through coaches. They can't get the goaltending right. Like, why did Koskinen have to be the guy? Mike Smith is a veteran guy, but why is that? Why was that chosen as the goaltending options? And I know they got to get through this, but I just find it somewhat shocking that in year six of McJesus in Edmonton, we are still talking about this. I find it bizarre.
I think there's too much to it. Like, I mean, you could make that argument right through. You know, Austin Matthews has had made the playoffs, but they haven't won a round. Like, it's the same thing. Like, it's I look at Edmonton. And I think Ken Holland's 1 year into his tenure. The one thing I think he's made a mistake on so far was the goaltending. I wouldn't have brought Mike Smith back, personally. I would have gone after Mrazek. I would have gone after an upgrade in that scenario. He did go after Markstrom, but he lost out on that. And he's been hamstringed by the salary cap. You know, that he moved Lucic out for James Neal. Like, he's been on the cheap right now. I think they're headed in the right direction, but you're right. If you just want to look at the cold, hard facts, I shouldn't disagree with you, because the best players, Matthews, McDavid, Eichel, all of these guys should be on display, not only in the regular season, but deep into the playoffs for the betterment of the game. And that hasn't happened. And that's
I also wonder about the other guy involved. Like, the owner, I don't know what Cates is up to. I haven't seen him, heard from him in a long time, but... It makes you wonder, you know, he stepped back and he gave you the autonomy. That only lasts so long, you know.
Right.
And Ken Holland is who he is. His resume speaks for itself. If they don't get it together this year, I wouldn't be shocked if he stepped back in the office and said, so what are we doing here? I got to make the playoffs next year. Let's go.
You have to have urgency. And there's no better chance, like we said, in an all-Canadian division.
Than right now, like, to get in.
Right now, because Colorado's not playing, you know, they're not, like, you're not, St. Louis isn't coming up across the border. Like, this is an opportunity against
your peers. Can you
imagine,
Noodles or Brian, like, Canadian Division, seven teams, and you've got McDavid and Draisaitl playing everybody the same amount of time, and you can't get in?
Find a four spot? Like,
yeah, you've got to get in the top four.
That's concerning, for sure, absolutely.
Let's continue with a similar theme. Noodles, you are Travis Green, the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. Level of concern, your team is on the verge of a pretty big step backwards this year.
I want to say play it, but I I think we've called it. Like, I think going into the season, Vancouver, I had Vancouver at six. I had Ottawa at seven, I had Vancouver at six, and then all different mishmash of teams.
Jamie, we said yesterday, to your point, and you've talked about the goaltender a lot, that had to have been off-season transaction number one for Vancouver. Tanev, you can maybe deal with, but when that guy's your heart and soul, and maybe you don't want to admit it in your organization that he bails your ass out all the time, but you just got to make it happen. You got to give him the money.
And it's not even that Demko's a bad goalie or Holtby. It's just I think Markstrom's another level, and that's the, you know, that's the concern when I look at it, especially this Canadian division. What are we seeing? Like, goaltending. Freddie Anderson was great the other night when he needed to be. Connor Hellebuck, you know what you're going to get out of him. Markstrom, now you're looking. Oh, yeah, he's an elite goaltender. Now you start looking at other organizations and going, okay, well, what are we missing? Well, we've got star power. We can score. Can we defend? Can we stop pucks? That's the biggest challenge. So am I Nick Cage with Green? I'm close, but I would say it's the 24
pack. It's
still
early. Yeah, it would be a fair amount right now. Got Montreal who are playing pretty well, and they're there for three now.
And here's the other thing I'll punch in is you're four games in. Pettersson hasn't found his stride
yet. Shown up.
JT Miller is just getting back into the lineup. Like I still want to give them a little bit more runway because there's a lot of skill there, and let's see what the skill can settle in.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable for sure.
Yeah.
I am Tiger Woods. Level of concern, this back surgery will take me out of contention at the Masters in April. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play it because of who I am. Tiger Woods, we all know how he rolls, man.
You're a super fan. That's why you're not playing.
Partially a super fan, but you're not being
realistic.
How many green jackets have I won? Five? I just won one 2 years ago. You know, I'm Tiger Woods. I'm the GOAT. I'm the greatest of all time. Yeah, this surgery, for starters, it happened on December 23rd. You know, it didn't just happen last night, even though it was just reported last night. But I got to say, I'm a 12-pack and a couple of shots at Perkins Diner. You know, like I'm down at Perkins again for the first time in a while. Just taking a peek at Perkins because it's been a lot of surgeries. My swing, the speed of his swing, I guess, was the big concern. That's what Nota Begay was saying on the Golf Channel last night, that he was down to like 113 miles an hour or something with his driver, and he hasn't been that low in a long, long time. Yeah. So that was the concern. He felt like, he couldn't keep the ball going at a distance that needs to happen. But it's Tiger. That golf course, he knows he can play. Doesn't guarantee he's going to win, but stay in contention.
I don't feel as great as I did before surgery,
but I got to still have some belief.
This is what he's going to do, Hayes. In about 2 months, no, it wouldn't be. It would have to be in about a month and a half. He's going to post a little vid with some numbers on a track, man. He's going to say, getting ready. And everyone, including our boss, Earl, they are going to go nuts.
Yep.
Getting ready, and it'll post some swing speed number on a track, man. And everybody knows that means he's heading to Augusta.
He knows how to play the media game. You know, he's got a crew with him.
He did that his last comeback. Kind of working on a little stinger here, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Tiger Woods with his stinger.
That's his shot, the Tiger stinger. He owns it, and he'll do it. Exactly. And his swing speed will be up, and everyone will get horny, and it'll be like, all right, let's get crazy at the Masters.
Dude, it's the last time I'm going to tell you, just quickly. You got to get a set of left-handed clubs and try it out before you play this year.
I can't. I'm not doing that, man. I don't have the time.
We'll talk about it before the end of the show.
I don't have the patience to shoot 140 for 3 or 4 years in a row to try to get to what? Shave 2 or 3 strokes off my game in 3 years?
Dude, I guarantee you your swing left-handed is better than it is right-handed. You're naturally left-handed.
I understand that. I get it, but I'm 37. I'll be 38 this summer.
No, trust me on this. Trust me. I'm your Butch Harmon right now. Go to the next one.
All right, let's continue here. Oh, you are Philip Rivers. Level of concern, you will not get the call for the Hall of Fame.
I am not worried one bit. I tell you what I am worried about, though, is being home every day with 9 children.
He has nine kids.
That's a lot.
So the one thing about Philip Rivers, Hayes, and I don't know if you're going to buy into this theory. We would have to get somebody like Naylor or Farhan to comment on it. But I think if there's anything that's up in the air about a Hall of Fame career, it almost might be the way everybody describes this guy. Like, you're looking at all of his former teammates. Edelman came out with a comment today. Everybody says that this guy is a warrior. The consecutive starts, the mentality. Like, doesn't that almost be like an X factor to put him over the edge for anyone that's on a fence?
He's Eli without the 2 Super Bowls.
By the way, I could not stand watching that guy throw the football.
I don't think Rivers is a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's never won anything. He's never won in the playoffs. He's never won
individual awards.
But his
numbers would present that he's a Hall of Famer.
And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the modern game. You know, you can't compare what he does now to what guys were doing in the 70s and 80s and 90s. He was a very good player. very good. I don't think he's like an all-time great Hall of Fame worthy player. I don't think he should be there. But I get the impression, like what you're saying, is the momentum is pushing him in. You know,
yes.
he's probably gonna get there. Noodles, you're the Maple Leafs' 12th forward. Level of concern, you will not be in the lineup much this season.
I'm a 12-pack.
With a
like
shot.
I'm right in the middle.
Throw
yeah,
shot,
and two shots. Two shots of not absinthe or anything, just two nice shots.
Just a couple of light, fruity shots,
yeah.
Like a Jello shot or two.
What's the lemon one? Lemon drops.
Yep,
two lemon drops.
There you
my 12-pack and two lemon
pace.
Drops. Because I can see that formula, but how it will shift is with injuries. Because I think if you have injuries maybe near the top of the roster or at the defensive core, you're going to have to adjust just based on the depth of that position.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll want more balance in there. That's the only thing that could dictate. But 11-7, I could see it. I looked at the time the other night, like on ice. I don't know how you guys felt, like Lettinen and guys like that.
You're barely playing. You're playing 6 minutes a night. You're barely a part of the
line.
It's
tough to feel like you contribute, but if you have that depth, use it. And really, it points to that you want to run your top nine a lot more.
And that's exactly
what
they're going to do.
We
got a few more. We'll come back and continue with role play level of concern. Continuing with role play level of concern. We got a few more. We've only got a couple minutes, so let's do this rapid fire style.
Sure.
The O-Dog, you're back on the clock. You are your own driver. Level of concern, you've lost 20 yards off the tee.
You're a moron. I have
play
no
it.
Concern.
Play
no,
it.
No, don't play,
play it.
No. Okay, play it. Go ahead. Play
you
it. All right,
never.
Stop it now. That was just for them. I have no concern because what you realize, like Hayes, you understand that I would drive it by you by a long like distance.
A little bit. Yeah, I hit a lot of irons off the tee, but yeah.
And I have a very short backswing because I have zero flexibility in my shoulder, my left shoulder that was just operated on. So I'm going to rehab, get full flexibility, get a longer backswing, and it's going to benefit my game. I tried to explain that before your stupid comments like the grapplers about Brantley
okay.
about getting a slice and losing 20 yards.
Okay. I'm concerned about the mechanics, but I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic.
This is coming from a guy who should be playing left-handed. Go carry on.
Noodles, you are yourself, Jamie Noodles McLennan.
Yes.
Level of concern, Al's Brothers power rankings are going to sweep the nation.
Should I play it?
Play it.
I don't know. I mean,
play it. It's happening.
Never.
It's happening.
Never.
You know it.
Well, I think it's a
I think it's a sponsored segment next week.
It's a fantastic segment. We just got to get better rankings. That's all.
Okay.
Noodles,
like,
I'll confess. I said to Al's Brother, if you want to screw with Noodles, send him a text and say, I'm kind of struggling this week. Can you send me your list for a reference point and then do totally opposite of what you said?
Actually, I didn't think they were bad rankings. I just thought his fandom showed when he put Vancouver at four.
That's right.
Everything else I thought was quite fair. But
okay.
you can't put Vancouver at four. And he just, at that point, that was non-logical thinking. That was fandom.
Okay. All right,
that
we'll say
my,
somewhere between, you know, a 6 and 12. There's a little element of concern, but not a lot. We love Al's Brother. And
we love Al's Brother. You know.